My name's Ian Chambers. I absolutely love wrestling. And you know what? I really love my girlfriend too. But my girlfriend, she doesn't love wrestling. But this podcast is going to change that.
It won't.
Welcome to I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling. Making her way to the microphone, hailing from the home of the Sky Blues, weighing in at a weight she refuses to disclose, it's Gobby Bobby Hall!
Gobby?
Creative though, wasn't it?
Is that what I am?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So, quick recap. Episode one, I showed you Shawn Michaels versus Ric Flair retirement match.
Yep.
What are you doing?
I'm just getting my eye mask ready because I've been awake since 4:30 in the morning and it's Saturday night and this is the last thing that I want to be doing.
What, put an eye mask on?
No, watching whatever you're about to show me. Hang on, it's really slippy.
What are they? I don't understand what these are. What are you putting on your eyes?
I don't know. I got them on special offer.
They look like little slugs. Do you honestly think that you'll be able to watch wrestling with those on your eyes?
Yeah, they stay still. They're sticking.
All right, you put them on then. So far, we've done the late 80s and we've done the 2000s. So today, are you ready for this? The year is 2019.
That's really annoying.
Why is that annoying?
Oh, this is the worst kind.
What was I doing last Sunday?
No!
What was I doing last Sunday? No, what was I doing?
No!
What was I doing last Sunday?
Watching WrestleMania.
Right, I'm just going to press play. I was watching this dressed as Jimmy Hart. You know who Jimmy Hart is.
Yeah, you didn't look great when you were... Did you take your wig off at this point?
Yeah, the wig was off. But the mouth of the South, Jimmy Hart, if you're a wrestling fan listening to this, I'm going to tweet a picture of it at MadeMadGF on Twitter.
Why? You've tweeted it like 4 times.
Yeah, do you know who else... Do you know who else tweeted it?
He didn't tweet it.
No, do you know who else tweeted it?
Yeah, I do. You weren't sure up about it.
Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart tweeted it. And not only that, he wrote back to me saying, love it, baby.
Yeah, well, everyone has seen it now. You don't need to share it again.
If you haven't seen it yet, it will be on my Twitter page, our Twitter page, at MadeMadGF.
It's not really mine, though. It's just full of you.
Well, you need to start tweeting on it more then, don't you? Promote. So it's Seth Rollins.
I got excited for a minute.
Why?
I thought it was going to be The Rock.
No, The Rock wasn't there. The Rock's the only wrestler you like.
Yeah, he's my favourite. He's the only one, actually, that I like.
So, that's Brock Lesnar in the ring. Let me just quickly rattle you through what's happening here, because this is I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.
Pause it.
Wow, what's happening?
Pause it. Do I need any context?
Okay, I'll give you a bit of context real quick.
He's still looking, isn't he?
We'll get to that. So, in the ring, you've got Brock Lesnar. He's the beast, Brock Lesnar. He's a former UFC champion.
Is he the one that's got no eyebrows?
Yeah, he is. Well done.
That's weird.
It's just like you.
Oh, so that's mean of you. That's an insecurity of mine.
We'll get to your brows in a minute, and we'll get to sexy Seth Rollins in a minute. But what I'm saying is, the beast Brock Lesnar is in the ring. He's a former UFC champion. He is the WWE Universal Champion at this point.
What?
He's a former UFC champion.
When did he do that?
A few years back.
Why did he stop doing that?
Because he probably wanted to wrestle because you don't get hurt as bad.
Right. Do people like him then?
Yeah, well, this is the point I'm making.
That's a bit of a wimp thing to do, isn't it?
Well, what would you rather do?
So in the wrestling world, is he a former UFC fighter?
Yeah, they do talk about it, yeah.
All right. Well, it makes no sense, but fine.
So you've got the Brock Lesnar in the ring.
What was his UFC name?
Oh, God.
What?
His name's Brock Lesnar. This is different though now because it's 2019, it's not the same.
So people don't have fake names now?
Yeah, people sometimes, just not as much.
Who's got a fake name now? John Cena's called John Cena, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just really, that's really embarrassing that you couldn't name anyone then.
Yeah, they've all like Dean Ambrose isn't called Dean Ambrose. Seth Rollins probably not called Seth Rollins. But no one's got like crazy names like, you know, back in the day when you had like Edge. Right, we can't waste any time. We need to press play on this. So let me just tell you what this is about. So you've got Brock Lesnar in the ring. He's a former UFC champion. He's been the champ for quite a while now, and everybody has been longing for him to lose his belt. They want the guy to...
They don't like him.
Yeah, they don't like him. They want a guy to come up and take his title. This is the first guy...
I like Seth.
People love Seth Rollins, and that is the deal.
I wonder why they love Seth.
Let's press play on it, right? Talk about what you like about Seth. Go on.
He looks like a Greek god.
Oh, God.
Go on, sir. Taking his top off, which is fine if he wants to do that.
What do you think of Brock Lesnar's body?
He's got boobies. They really jiggled.
They're just big pecs. Oh!
He's very fast movement.
So
this looks so different.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
It looks so different to the other wrestling that you've shown me. Wow!
Do you like it?
It's just so much better.
What's better about it?
It's fast. It looks real.
Yeah, so that's Brock Lesnar's whole thing.
He looks like real fighting.
Look what's about to happen. This is his finishing move. It's called the F5.
Oh, that's really painful.
So this is good. I'm feeling the vibes. This is good, guys. So Brock Lesnar is
very
a beast.
Angry.
He's very angry. That's his whole gimmick.
Very angry man. Oh, no. Oh, he set his testicles. I told you this happens.
He's just grabbing them. It doesn't mean he's hurt him. He's selling the fact that he hurt his testicles. So there's a couple of things I want to tell you here.
I'll tell you what I don't like.
What?
Why do all of the men that wrestle, that have long hair, why is it always wet? Where have they just come from?
So...
I want to know how that happens. What do they do? Do they just shower and then come out straight away? Does somebody pour it on them before they come out?
It's very rare that you will ever see a wrestler with dry long hair.
When's that ever happened?
Triple H
doesn't have long hair.
He did used to. I think when Triple H was wearing a suit and he was coming out to the ring, he had like blow dried, really...
Curly blow?
No, it was more like flowy.
Yeah, curly blow.
Yeah, but when he's in the ring, it was always wet. I think they just pour a bottle of water.
What does that mean? What's it supposed to be?
It looks sexy, doesn't it?
But who, for who?
Well, it's like, you know I look better when I've just got fresh out of the shower. You know that.
No, you don't. You've not got the hairline for that.
What do you mean I ain't got the hairline for that?
You look like Jonathan Ross when you come out the shower.
Just because I inherited a terrible forehead. Can we just to set the record straight here?
Yeah.
I'm not receding. It's just my forehead, isn't it?
Yeah, it's just...
Okay.
I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
I've paused it and it's time to play our game. Are you ready to play our game? It's called Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. Dig it! Ooh, yeah! Uh-huh! Oh, dig it! Dig it! Dig it! Okay, so this is Real Gimmick or Fake Gimmick. I'm going to give you the name of a wrestling character, and you have to tell me whether or not you believe that character ever really existed. And just to clarify, a gimmick generally refers to a wrestler's in-ring persona, character, behavior, ring attire, and other distinguishing traits they may have. Are we ready?
Yeah, we're ready.
The gimmick today is the Fishmonger. He made his WWE debut back in 1987, a two-time Intercontinental Champion who dressed in all white, including a dirty apron and a meshed trilby hat. He'd come to the ring with raw fish in a bucket, sometimes slapping his opponents in the face with them. His finishing move was the King Scallop Wallop. Real gimmick or fake gimmick?
That's a really tricky one.
What are your thoughts on it so far?
Did you say?
1987 he made his debut.
Well, I would originally say that you wouldn't just be allowed to throw raw fish around. And you've told me before that just other weird things that happen. And the 80s, maybe you'd get away with it a bit more. I'm going to say that it's not a real gimmick.
Is that your final answer?
Yeah, do you want to know my reasons why?
Before I tell you, what are your reasons why?
Because I think that's actually quite a good idea. And I've yet to hear of a wrestling gimmick that's actually, I think, is good. So that's why I'm saying this is a fake gimmick.
You are correct.
Correct.
And I'm actually quite excited that you're correct, because you just said that is the best gimmick you've ever heard.
Yeah, that was good. It was well thought out.
I came up with
it. Raw fish.
Yeah.
It smells.
So you're telling me that if Vince McMahon is listening to this podcast, he should bring in the Fishmonger?
No, I'm not saying you should bring him in, but I'm saying it's quite a good idea. But I don't think you'd be able, I don't think you'd be able to do that with the raw fish and stuff, I mean.
Well, it's the first time you've got it right, so congratulations.
What do I win?
More wrestling. Ooh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, dig it, dig it, dig it. So the bell hasn't rung yet. He's taken this beating and the match hasn't even started. So he's got an upper hand here, hasn't he? Because what he's done is he's took advantage of Seth Rollins. He's come to the ring. He's beat his ass.
I do quite like the big tank just because he's fighting hard.
This is the realest version of wrestling you've seen, isn't it?
Yeah, like this looks, like you can believe this. This is believable.
So you've got two very different body types here. You've got like the lean, shredded version of Seth Rollins. Mm-hmm. And then you've got like the big, strong. Right. Have you ever been with a man with a body like Brock?
I've never, no.
Would you?
No.
Why not?
Oh, I don't know. I don't go with other people.
It's because you're engaged to the big dog, innit?
Yeah. I prefer the other one, though.
Let's talk about Seth's body, actually, because...
All right. Because he's not too much. That's what I like about him.
Like, when I think about what I would ideally like to look like when I look in the mirror, it's Seth Rollins. All right, the bell has rung now. This match is now officially underway. It means...
What do you mean? It's only just started.
Yeah.
It's been on for 10 minutes.
Yeah, but now it's officially underway. Like, Brock was taking advantage of Seth before. Brock...
He's been fighting for ages.
Yeah, but he did it. He beat him up before the bell could ring, so he's got a massive advantage, hasn't he? Because he's like...
Do you know what? Do you know what...
What just happened then?
He flipped over. Do you know what I don't understand? No, there's something really important that we need to talk about. Why the hell is there a referee? What are the rules? Because they just do whatever they want.
They don't just do whatever they want.
What are the rules? When has the referee ever stepped in and actually done anything?
If Brock did all of the things he was doing before that were outside of the ring, like putting him through stuff and like the announce table and all that sort of stuff, he could get disqualified.
All right, I'm pausing it again.
Are you ready to play Celebrity Superstars, brother?
Yes.
This is Celebrity Superstars, the game where you have to choose a celebrity that would make the best WWE superstar. Last night, we got all snuggled up and we put on some Friends in the background.
Yeah, we did.
In the background. Hey, classic stuff. But which of
what was that weird laugh? What did that mean?
But which of the gang...
No, what did it mean?
Nothing. Which of the gang of Friends would make the best wrestler and why?
That's easy. I don't know, actually, is it? I'm going to say Monica.
Monica?
Yeah.
Why?
Well, I don't like Monica for starters. She's got like, this isn't why I don't like her, but she's the angriest out of them all, isn't she? She gets angry. She's quite feisty. She's so competitive, like the most competitive out of them all.
Yeah.
She's not afraid to bitch slap someone, ever. She'd just get well into it as well, I think.
I'd have gone with
Joey. She loves the Joey?
Yeah, I'd have gone with Joey personally.
Why Joey?
Because the best wrestlers have like the best catchphrases, like The Rock. If you smell what The Rock is cooking. And then you've got like Stone Cold Steve Austin. And that's the bottom line, because Stone Cold said so. Joey Tribbiani.
Yeah, but Joey's just really...
How are you doing?
Yeah, oh, that sounds aggressive.
What do you think Monica's wrestling name would be?
It would be... Give me some examples of some of the wrestling names. Because some of them are like gimmicky and some of them are not.
Yeah, I think we give her
so
a gimmicky one.
She could be called anything. She could be called... She could just be called like Alice Stevens.
Alice Stevens.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, Alice Stevens.
All right. Alice Stevens.
Yeah, that's what she's getting.
Brother! What did Seth just do?
Kicked him in the testicles.
No, he punched him in the testicles.
That's what I said, he hit him in the testicles. Is that allowed?
No, the ref was out the ring. So Rollins...
See?
Rollins
What's
is
the point in a referee?
Rollins...
That's really weird, I didn't even...
Rollins is doing everything he can to fight back. He's just been taking the horrible beating for about 5 minutes. And now look! Boom!
Do you think he really...
That's his finishing move.
Do you think he really punched him in the testicles?
Yeah. Do you know what that feels like? You'll never know what that feels like.
I know, I'd love to know.
You don't want to know what it feels like.
I do.
What's it like to get kicked in the thing?
Well, it's not a nice feeling, but it's not nice to get kicked anywhere, is it?
Do you think it feels the same to get kicked in the flower as it is to get kicked in the diddle?
A flower? That's cute. No, clearly not.
Honestly, right?
I heard it makes you feel like a bit sick, like you can't breathe.
Yeah, it's horrible. Look!
That was quick. That was good. How long was that?
Short, sweet. Seth Rollins.
That's what they all need to be like.
Seth Rollins just did the kerb stomp, which is his finishing move, like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
And after all of that, beating that he took. It was the complete underdog comeback story. He is now the WWE.
Again, I'm not having that.
What?
That's happened again.
What's happened
again?
The
person that you're not supposed to expect to win has won.
That doesn't always happen.
Happens every time. It happens in every single match you've shown me.
Right, there are loads of matches in the history of wrestling that
you've only shown me matches where that
happens. Because I'm trying to make you feel good. If I make you feel rubbish, it's not going to make you like wrestling, is it?
It's not making me feel good. None of them are making me feel good.
Right, there's a couple of things I want to touch on now that the match is over, because we can just watch him celebrating in the background. Couple of things. Seth Rollins' body. Would you rather me have abs like that or the belly I've got?
He doesn't really have abs. He's just very toned. I'd rather have the belly you've got, though.
Whatever.
You have got a belly. They do lots of thrusting. Oh, no, he does have abs. They do lots of thrusting, don't they?
Do you remember when I had abs?
No.
Right, so what do you think? Have I made progress tonight?
Yeah, I'm really...
Have I?
I'm really grateful that you chose a short one.
So you liked it?
I wouldn't say I liked it.
Did you like the story? Did you like the fact that the good guy won?
No, I didn't know what the story was.
Did you like that it looked a bit more real?
Yeah, I did like that it was a bit more real. And I like that it was outside. That's probably about it. I liked them both. The one of Brock, is it Brock?
Yeah.
Is that his real name?
Yeah, it is.
Brock has got very, very, very strange eyebrows. Does he do that on purpose?
Men don't do anything with their eyebrows. I mean, I did when I was younger.
Yes, they do.
Do you know when I was younger?
Most of the men I know, other than you, do things with their eyebrows.
When I was 14, I had a monobrow. And my mum said to me, whatever you do, don't shave it. Because I kept saying, I need to get rid of it. I'm getting the mickey taken out of me at school. What do you think I did?
You probably shaved it.
Right down the middle.
That's awful.
And then my mum started plucking it.
How long? I did that once.
You what?
I wasn't supposed to shave something.
What did you shave?
And I was told it would come back.
What did you shave?
My big toes.
You shaved your big toes?
And I wish I never did it.
You know the mic's on.
I know.
That's going in. Quick question. How long do you think WrestleMania was?
I know, it's stupidly long.
About 6 hours.
Sorry for the yawn. Is that how long it was?
About six hours.
I was actually going to say longer than that. Do you remember last year when we were going on a really lovely romantic trip to Paris and we had to be at the airport at like 6 a.m. and you were adamant that you had to stay up all night and watch WrestleMania? Stupid idea.
I want you to know something, because you're about to...
Stupid idea.
You're probably going to be with me for the rest of your life, so... I need you to know something.
Yeah.
I don't care what happens in life, good, bad, ugly, I'll never miss WrestleMania.
I'm going to deliberately get pregnant so that my due date is like around the time, well, hopefully that I'd give birth on the evening of WrestleMania.
If you do that, you know what I'll do, don't you?
Yeah, you'll come to the birth of your child.
Well, you've told me your plan now, so I'm just going to put you on a ban of all the good loving in the weeks leading up to WrestleMania every year. Do you now... like wrestling after that episode?
No.
All right. Well, Bobby still...
I'm still yawning.
Stop yawning. Bobby still doesn't love wrestling, which is why we'll be back this time next week with another episode of...
Keep going until... When do we start?
We'll keep going forever until you like it. We'll be back next week with an episode that features The Rock. All right?
Really?
You'll have The Rock in it, yeah.
From when?
I'm not telling you. You'll wait and see. Do make sure you follow us on Twitter and Instagram at MadeMyGF. You can see all sorts of stuff. I might actually put up a picture.
Please give us 5 stars and make him stop making me do it. We can do something else.
I'll make sure that I put up a picture of Bobby's hairy toes as well. So look out for that.
That's not happening.
At MadeMyGF.
That's not happening.
Also,
Please put that in. I've changed my mind.
Also, it's too late. Also, give us a 5-star rating. That'd be really nice. And if you leave us a review, make sure you tell me your first name and your profession. And on next week's episode, do you know what I'll do? I will give you your very own wrestler name, just like I do you, Bobby, every single week.
Why can't I give them one, though? I make better ones.
Okay, you can try. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week with another episode of I Made My Girlfriend Watch Wrestling.